Well, I can tell you that the torch is just leaving Norfolk and heading into Suffolk. So how excited are we? Very, let me tell you.
Come on! Lowestoft!
Has it come past your house yet, Dennis?
It's not quite. It's got about another 10 yards to go. There's a Coca-Cola lorry in front of it at the moment. I'm not kidding you. I've never, ever seen so many people in my life.
So I was saying the crowds were three deep, but the further we go down the road with Benjamin Britten High School just to our left now, we're looking at four or five deep crowds. It's incredible. The weather's very nice. It's held up for us.
We got up very early to make sure that we'd get a place. Yeah. Yes.
Why are you so keen to be here today?
Well, I think it's very memorable. The event, and it's a great community encouragement, and all in all it's really fun activity.
Well, we can hear we've got some of the torch relay convoy coming through. We've got various vehicles now, as you can hear, hooting their horns, and we've got one of the torch relay buses going through. A lot of the official vehicles now with some of the torch bearers. There we are, there is the torch. Just like that. Magic moment to see that go past, and you really can see the flame burning bright, and that is amazing to see.
I've never seen scenes like this in Lowestoft before. Genuine joy, and rightly so. I mean, it's made, I think, this town and this part of Suffolk feel really part of the Olympics, feel that it really was worth getting.
Absolutely fantastic to see, really, that everyone's so excited to see it, and, you know, they all stayed back and everything, but, yeah, fantastic.
It's been a real party, carnival atmosphere. Everybody's absolutely buzzing.
The most important thing was the flame, but everybody around the flame. That gave the whole scene, and Lowestoft was clearly at its best.
Fantastic positive story. I mean, I've got the mayor that actually works for me, and he's been buzzing all week long. It's actually fantastic for Lowestoft itself. It's a good time to show Lowestoft off and everything that we have to offer.
Around the county, all these communities have got all this to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's a piece of the action, isn't it, really? Even if you can't get to the Olympics, you can see the torch.
They are lining the roadside here, and it really, really is a wonderful sort of carnival atmosphere, which you are about to get a little burst of.
Tell me how you're feeling ahead of getting on that bus that's opposite us at the moment.
I'm definitely a little bit nervous now that we're actually here, but I'm excited, definitely.
The flame is burning brightly here at Southwold Pier, and you can hear that the crowd is cheering on Richard Game from Ipswich. He's just passing me by now, waving at the crowd, very, very proud, and the flame looks very good, I must admit.
We all prayed for this lovely sunshine, and this is what we've got, and it's a super occasion for a lot of people.
We have the children here from Rendlesham Primary School. Hello! Yay! And what are you looking forward to this afternoon?
Eating lunch.
Eating lunch? Is your lunch more of a priority than seeing the torch when it comes into Aldborough?
No.
It's not.
They're very excited. We've got 23 here because we're year three class, but actually the whole of Rendlesham Primary School here is here, somewhere around Aldborough, along the beach, about 180 children.
Are you all excited about seeing the Olympic torch here in Aldborough?